Summer in Spain is a season of festivals. In many rural towns and villages, these ferias are linked to the local patron saint. But they also celebrate the secular traditions of Spain. In the town of Miraflores de la Sierra, located in the hills outside Madrid, children can learn how to run with the bulls. Jerome Sokolowski sent this audio postcard.
The band warms up the crowd in the street, and then a bottle rocket signals the start of the encierro, the running of the bulls. Many young Spaniards dream of one day sprinting a hair's breadth ahead of a 1,000-pound charging toro. Ever since Hemingway wrote about the bull run in Pamplona, an encierro in Spain has been a must-do for many American college students who travel through Europe. Well, my son Mendel has already done it, and he's not even 2 years old. He joined at least 100 local children in the Encierro Chico, the bull run for kids. Of course, the bulls aren't the same animals that chase their parents earlier in the day. They're stuffed heads of bulls mounted on wheelbarrows. The horns are real, though, and so is the adrenaline surge among the kids and the grown-ups who run alongside them. The Encierro Chico is run daily through the narrow streets of Miraflores de la Sierra during the week-long festival, or feria, in honor of Our Lady of the Assumption. On the outskirts of the town, stone mansions shaded by towering Atlas cedars recall Miraflores' origins as an exclusive summer retreat for Madrid's upper class. Now urban sprawl and economic prosperity is turning it into a bedroom community as well. The Encierro Chico is a hit here, even among those who have their reservations about the national pastime. Carmen Palomo has volunteered to chaperone her San Diego's youth group. I'm against bullfighting. I don't like the bullfights, she says. But this is just a game. I don't take my kids to the real bullfights. I would rather a child play with a fake bull than with the real gun, like you see in the United States on the TV news, she adds. When they're not being chased, groups of children ambush the pretend bulls and whack them from all sides with rolled-up newspapers. Until a few summers ago, the Encierro Chico was run with real baby bulls, but too many of the calves escaped. The fun goes on as the toros and the kids chase each other in circles around town. But for 13-year-old Esteban Dominguez, this is no laughing matter. He says it's about keeping an ancient tradition alive. And those who want to ban it should be banned themselves, because this is a tradition, he says. It's culture, and you can't ban culture. When it's all over, members of the local youth group Los Toris, who've been pushing the wheeled bulls, sing their song. We don't mess with anyone, they sing, but if anyone messes with us, watch out. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Miraflores de la Sierra, Spain.